Live at 5 Sports with Todd and Suhan, brought to you by Prairie's Edge Casino Resort. A lot of buzz in Major League Baseball as they're opening the season in South Korea, Jim, but also about Ohtani and some gambling things going on. Can you tell us something about the story?
Yes, and by the way, it very interesting correlation to a story that my paper is reporting. Yep. That the Timberwolves had someone stealing proprietary information from Sachin Gupta, and the Wolves feared that he was going to sell it to their competitors. He's been arrested. We can get, you know, that's that story. But yeah, the Ohtani story is that his interpreter apparently was racking up huge gambling debts. This is why Pete Rose can't be in the Hall of Fame.
All right.
And he leaves you vulnerable to gamblers and underworld figures. He was basically racking up large gambling debts. Ohtani covered those debts for a while, but then apparently the interpreter started stealing things from Ohtani that he could sell to pay his gambling debts. He got caught. He got fired. I'm guessing he will face some jurisprudence here pretty soon.
So I've read, you know, two different accounts, apparently, that he was interviewed and said, yes, Ohtani agreed to pay off. And then he comes back around and says, no, Ohtani knew nothing about it. I did this all on my own. Apparently, finding out afterward, he shouldn't have mentioned Ohtani knew about what was going on, it seems. And yep. Then he tried to retract.
Yes. And I think what, you know, the story will develop and we'll find out more as it goes on. But it certainly sounds like Ohtani was trying to do his friend a solid, covers gambling debts, and again, whether gambling is legal or not, you can't have people who have the ability to turn the outcomes of games one way or the other in any kind of relationship with underworld figures who might blackmail you into selling a game or shaving points or whatever.
What's the panic level in Major League offices right now with their superstar around the globe being just even linked to a gambling scandal?
It's horrible, and they just he's in Korea, you know, opening the season in what's supposed to be this glorious international affair, and this is the dominant story. It's bad.
Yeah.
In today's media cycle, I don't know how much is going to register with the average fan. For people like me, I think it's a major scandal and it's very worrisome and important. Honestly, I don't know if the average baseball fan is going to care.
And we're all hoping that this is really what happened, that Ohtani didn't really know what was going on and his friend stole from him to pay off the debts. Hopefully he is not involved in some way. I mean, we can't say unequivocally at this point that he was not at all involved in gambling, can we?
Well, we certainly can't presume innocence. Mm-hmm. What I will say is one of the good developments as major sports have paid their athletes ridiculous amounts of money, it makes them less vulnerable to influences like gamblers. I mean, you know, listen, the Black Sox scandal, those guys weren't making much money.
Right.
They were not making any money at all. They could make more money throwing a World Series than winning a World Series. It's really not the case anymore. Ohtani doesn't need money.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, we'll see what comes out of that story. Okay, so I just saw that. I mean, the story hasn't been posted on your paper more than a little over half an hour about corporate espionage going on with the Timberwolves.
Yeah, so Sachin Gupta was the interim head of basketball operations for a while before they hired Tim Connolly. He had an assist. You know, there was a kind of a... Listen, these staffs are amazingly large these days, right? There are assistants to the assistants to the assistants. There are 85 people on the bench during games. Well, one of the people who was hired to be one of those assistant types has now accused Somak Sarkar. He's 33 years old. He was working under Gupta. He got demoted, and all the evidence points to him, including video evidence, points to him sneaking into Gupta's office on a weekend when he knew nobody was around, stealing the hard drive that has all kinds of proprietary information on it that you would other NBA not only would not you would not want other NBA teams to have, but also, you know, there are probably files where they're saying, okay, listen, Jaden McDaniels has been a jerk, and this is hypothetical,
right?
You know, Jaden McDaniels or any player has been a jerk, and we can't wait to get rid of him. Maybe we can trade him for a draft. I mean, there's stuff that would be embarrassing internally. These are frank discussions. There's a hard drive with all kinds of secrets on it. This guy stole it. it looks like they caught him before he was able to sell it to anybody else, but we don't really know yet.
Well, let me ask you this. If an NBA front office personnel has this individual, Sakar, call them through back channels and say, hey, I've got information on the Timberwolves that isn't public, would you be willing to buy it? Is the NBA is full of guys who would say, yeah, I'll take the information. I don't care if it was legally gotten or not.
I would say that most people in the NBA, and again, in part because people are so well compensated now, mm-hmm. in part because people have people like Tim Connelly have been operating as public figures for so long and have a great awareness of how damaging this could be and how it could end your career. My guess is that there are few, if any, primary people in NBA organizations who would have any interest in playing that game. Mm-hmm. But you never know. What about the third assistant to the assistant? Yeah. You know, what about somebody who would buy the information and then use it to make themselves look smart so they could rise to the organization? I mean, there are, you know, it's not, no organization is 100% filled with good people, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So all it takes is one person who is willing to do it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, another story to follow for the Timberwolves then, too. So our Lauren Rodriguez, they're buying the team, right? Is that a done deal? They're going through, they're going to make payments they need to make?
It's not a done deal, but it's a done deal.
Okay.
They still have to make the final payments. They still have, I think, 40% pay down. Basically, the latest development, and but honestly, there were a couple of reports in the Twin Cities that were just absolutely erroneous.
Okay.
Earlier about, oh, they're not going to be able to do this, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. They were just, you bogus. Have to really be careful who you listen to. Yeah. And there are a couple people in our town who will just throw stuff out or not understand what they're saying. And so there was some bad information about that. Basically, what's happened is one company that was going to be a minority investor has backed out, and another company that wants to be a minority investor has replaced them. The sale is on track. And that's the basis of the story, if you're a fan, is the sale is on track.
Yeah.
And I had this conversation with Krasinski on the John Krasinski show yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I asked him, hey, is Glenn Taylor having any seller's regret? He's selling this team for $1.5 billion, and now it's one of the best teams in the NBA, and it's probably worth $2.5 billion or $3 billion. And John said, there's probably a small part of Glenn's like, God, I sold too early.
Hmm.
But probably the bigger part of Glenn is I've been running this team and being made fun of for decades because we've been such a bad team, and now it's a great team, and I'm getting rid of it. You know, he probably has little regret there, but... You know, listen. There's no basis for him backing out if they are able to make the payments, and it looks like they're able to make the payments.
And if Rodriguez and Lohr hadn't come in and brought Tim Connelly in shortly after that, maybe this team wouldn't be quite so good. They might not have Rudy Gobert and some of these other players if that process had not begun, right?
It's muddy who made exactly what decision, but it's very clear that Laurie and Rodriguez were more aggressive than Glenn Taylor has been, and look for more of a big, expensive, global solution rather than just hiring somebody you know. I mean, you know, the classic Glenn Taylor mistake is hiring Tom Thibodeau, a good coach, and giving him general manager responsibilities when Tom's never been a general manager. And Tom's a good coach, and he was a terrible general manager. It was so obvious. Right. You know, Laurie and Rodriguez are like, let's go hire the best guy in the business and throw a lot of money at him, and that's how they got Tim Connelly.
Yeah. Gophers, spring practice, they're not going to have a spring game, and PJ said, well, it gets moved all the time, so we're going to have some open practices. But they bring in a transfer QB in Max Brosmer. Does he have more than a single year of eligibility, or is this a one-and-done for them?
It's a one-and-done,
mm-hmm.
And he was spectacular last year mm-hmm. at an FCS school. His numbers were great. He has leadership characteristics. He has size. He has a good arm. You know, so it's just now it's just a mystery. How does all that translate into a Big Ten team? And a Big Ten team that hasn't been very good at throwing the ball when Rashad Bateman isn't out there making great catches. So that's the mystery. You know, how will he perform in this offense under this coaching staff in this league? But certainly all the indications are he can play the position very well.
Is this something that Fleck is going to do going forward, a search for these grad transfer QBs?
I mean, I think he'd rather not. Mm-hmm. I think he'd rather get in a freshman and have a five-year run with somebody or mm-hmm. four-year run. But, you know, you can't say, if it doesn't work, then the transfer portal is your next step.
Yeah. Jim, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Live at 5 Sports with Todd and Suhan, brought to you by Prairie's Edge Casino Resort.